I have really been fortunate lately. I've been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of speaking for the complaint-free world. Still do a lot of that. I have been doing a lot of schools. I think I've done 9 or 10 schools and 3 or 4 principals conferences. And this whole idea of getting people to not focus on what's wrong, but begin to focus on what's right, it's amazing. When principals do that, the teachers improve. When teachers do that, the kids improve. So I've really enjoyed it. And last week, I spoke in Grettinger, Iowa. You want to talk about the Mayberry of the Midwest. Just friendly, sweet, nice people, just absolutely wonderful. Since it was in Iowa, originally my assistant had booked for me to fly to Minneapolis, rent a car, and drive 3.5 hours. And I said, no, Riley, let's look at another option. Maybe I'll just drive 5.5 hours from Kansas City. So that's what I did. And as I was driving up there, about 60% of the drive was on 2-lane blacktop. It was an interstate. And that part of the country, I'd never driven through that part of Iowa. And it was just, it reminded me of like going along on the ocean. You know, it's like being in a boat, except everything is green instead of blue. Because cornfields, as far, literally as far as you can see in every direction. And it's absolutely beautiful. And I have this old convertible that I dearly love. So I took the top down and I'm driving along through the sea of green, and every once in a while I'd pass a chicken house and I'd notice that, you know, and then, or a hog truck would pass me. So I got up there to Grettinger, and they were very nice, and the school superintendent took me out to dinner, and he said, I understand you're vegan. And I said, yes. And it's funny, because when you tell people that, all of a sudden, it's like they sort of freak. They don't know what to do with you. And so I always recommend an app called Happy Cow, which I've used all over the world. So we went to a Mexican restaurant, I had dinner, and then the next night we came in and they were having a fundraiser for the school with me speaking there, and they invited the entire community in. And they were having a spaghetti dinner. And people were coming up and they were saying, meat sauce or without meat sauce? And what I noticed was the meat sauce thing was about this thick. The without meat sauce thing was about this thick, this big, and yet the meat sauce thing was almost empty. And so I went up and I was going to get the without meat sauce because I don't eat meat. And the superintendent said, no, 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 come back here. Now this is the superintendent of schools. Come back here. This man had gone into the kitchen himself, cut up onions, garlic, vegetables, and made me my own vegan pasta sauce. Wasn't that cool? So this morning, I want to answer. Whenever I speak, my big closing sort of joke is in reference to the picture of me and Oprah, which the original is actually out there on the wall in the lobby. And I always say that the biggest question people ask me is, what is Oprah Winfrey like? But that's not true anymore. What people tend to ask me most often is, why are you vegan? And so you know what I'd like to do this morning is I would just like to answer the question why I'm vegan. Not really an indication that anyone else should do anything the way I do it, but just to sort of answer that question. And I actually was vegetarian back in my 20s. Someone talked to me about the importance of becoming vegetarian, so I was vegetarian, and this was after I had lost, because you know, I was about 300 pounds when I was a senior in high school, then I lost 110 pounds, and then actually I became vegetarian and started getting fat, because I ate nothing but pizza, cheese and pasta, and oh my gosh, I used to go and buy these big wedges of cheese, and couldn't understand why I'm getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, you probably wonder why I became vegetarian, and then why I went back to eating meat, and then why I became vegan. Well, it's really very simple, and the men who are here will understand, and that is because my girlfriend was vegetarian. As Samuel L. Jackson says in Pulp Fiction, well, my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which basically means I'm a vegetarian too. Then Gail and I got married, and Gail was a meat eater, and so I went back to eating meat, and then, of course, Marty and I. Now, it's really kind of funny. It's like you see a guy standing on the corner, and I always joke, you know, why are we standing on the corner? It's because our woman told us to stand on the corner. That's why. The interesting thing about it is Marty never tried to convince me to stop eating meat. When we first went out to dinner, I was sort of showing how recalcitrant I could be, so I would always take her to Longhorn Steakhouse. I'm not kidding. And I would order steak and lobster, and she would eat a baked potato and a salad and just smile and never quote statistics or anything like that. But then I noticed a number of people who were at the yoga studio, women actually, who were really, really good shape, were talking about this book, and it's called Skinny Bitch. So I just overheard this. Again, I was just kind of hanging around. This is not long after Marty and I first started dating. And I found out they have a guy's version. Anybody want to guess what the name of that one is? Skinny Bastard. So I downloaded the book on audio and I started listening to Skinny Bastard. Well, it was really good. It was about diet and exercise and health and the importance of integrating yourself and anything. And then it started talking slowly about not eating meat, eggs, dairy, and I was like, I have been hornswoggled. I have been drawn in. And so I stopped reading the book. I stopped listening to it, which is how I call reading. And it was at that point that I did my first speaking tour in China. I think we went to 5 cities in China, my daughter and I, when I was there speaking. And what was really interesting was I had just read this book, and then we would go there, and they would serve things like chicken. But it was the parts of the chicken we don't eat. One of the favorite things, like we'll walk around and we'll order a corn dog at a fair, something like that, okay? That's what we'll eat, and we'll walk around eating it on a stick. In China, they walk around and they eat deep fried chicken feet. They take the foot, deep fry it, walk around and they eat it right off the bone. That's a big thing. And something inside of me said, why is that delicious and that's disgusting and they both come from the same place? And so I decided to give it a try. And that was 4 years ago. And I think what was important was I decided to give it a try. I didn't decide I'm going to be vegan. All of my friends know that I'm vegan. And one decided she was going to become vegan, and by golly, everyone in her family was going to become vegan because she's a single mom of 4. So she went out and bought all this food and everything and purged the house of everything that's non-vegan. And took all these pictures and put them on Facebook, and they got off to a great start. Anybody want to guess what happened a week later? Whereas, hot dogs, exactly, chicken feet. Whereas this other friend of mine heard that I was vegan, started just kind of making different choices, different options and everything, and it stuck for him. So let me tell you my rationalizations for being vegan, and then I'll tell you the real story, the real reason I'm vegan. Number one, it's good for my health. That's a rationalization, by the way, especially guys. It's hard to convince us to do anything that is going to have something to do with our health, okay? We tend to think we're going to last forever. Thank God there are women, okay? That's why there is man, and whoa, man, are you really going to eat that? Okay? After I had become vegan, I heard that St. Luke's was doing these heart health checks. I don't know if you've heard about it. You pay like $50 and they do a scan of your heart. And the percentage of plaque that you have is your likelihood of having a heart attack. You got 25%, you got a 25% shot. So I went in and they did my test. And then they did my test again because they had never seen, they said, a 54-year-old man with zero plaque in his heart. But again, that's just a rationalization. I will tell you, I didn't handle that very well, actually, because Marty was all concerned because I was having my heart checked and everything, you know, and I called her, and she said, "How are you?" And I said, "Honey, they found something in my heart. A little Cuban yoga instructor." See, I was trying to be romantic, but in that 2 second pause, the other thing was, the last time I went to get my blood checked, the doctor started checking. She started checking in what I would have checked. And she said, "Wait a minute, you're vegan?" She said, "There's no point checking your cholesterol." She said, "I've checked vegans' cholesterol. It's just, it's never an issue." So again, health, but that's not the reason I do it. My other rationalizations are to save the planet. It's interesting. I'm getting a lot of interesting things about not eating meat, really, from National Geographic. National Geographic talks about the fact that of the all of the carbon emissions that are made, and that includes coal and cars and everything else, 1/3 of it is in the process, the growing and processing of meat. So it does help in that. Also, approximately 1/3 of all water goes to process meat. So it's helping the environment. That's another reason, but again, that's a rationalization. That's not really why I do it. I do think there's logical reasons that we shouldn't eat meat. If you look into it, a tiger has a very, very short intestinal tract. What about human beings? Very, very, very long. Tigers are intended to take in very dense matter and get it out very quickly. Human beings take in dense matter. We process it very slowly. Some believe it's a number one contributor of colon cancer. So we have canine teeth, but by the way, compared to other carnivores, what if people would say omnivores, they basically don't exist. And what I find interesting, strongest animal on the earth, silverback gorilla, is vegan. Notice I didn't mention animal suffering. That does fall into my thinking. I will tell you that. If you want to know more about it, there's an awesome movie on Netflix called Vegucated. Vegucated. They take 4 people and get them to try becoming vegan for a month. And I won't spoil it and tell you what happens. But here's the real reason I did it. Here's the real reason I continue to do it. I was on Nutrisystem, Weight Watchers, you name it. I was doing low carbs, high carbs, run, try all this, everything else. I couldn't get below 215 pounds. About a year after becoming vegan, I was 195. So to be very honest with you, behind it all, it's probably vanity. And the other thing is, and this is the key thing for me, I feel so much better, I can't tell you. You have to sort of try just going a meal or two and see how much more energy you have. And again, I really am not trying to convince anybody to do this. It's kind of funny when you're vegan, people almost come up and apologize that they're not. It's really okay. It's really cool. So I don't do it because it makes me look better. It also makes me feel better. And all the other things like making the planet better, feeding people around the world. By the way, we already produce more than enough food to feed everybody on the planet. The problem is we process it through animals first, and they eat a whole lot more than we do. So just notice how you felt this morning as I've talked. Notice what's come up for you, if anything. And then I have a strong, strong encouragement for you. Don't try and become vegan. And I mean that. Because people who are like, here's my suggestion. The next time you go out to eat, look through the menu and imagine you were ordering only plant-based foods.
Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.